Works too. All right, Kira, time for you to open yours, her mother said as she set the box before her. Whatever was on the inside had obviously settled down by now, and Kira, no longer able to control herself, lunged for it. Oh, wow! Oh, wow! She breathed as she picked the box up and put it on her lap. It was heavy, and she could see a set of air holes in the back. A giant ribbon with a bow decorated the top. Fortunately, there was no wrapping paper for her to dispose of. Kira looked at her mother, who motioned for the young girl to remove the lid of the box. Grabbing the lid with her fingertips, she pulled it off and tossed it aside. She peered inside and suddenly screamed as a decidedly non-furry face popped out of the box. She pushed the box off her legs and onto the cushion next to her. Scrambling back onto the armrest of the couch, she pointed at the box. "What is that?" Inside the box was definitely not a dog. It was dark red in color and covered in scales. On the head were three horns, one where each ear was supposed to be, and another on his forehead. Kira blinked as she recognized another horn on his snout. It looked more like a crocodile than anything else, though it wasn't like anything she had seen on television. Two big eyes were staring back at her, shining in the bright light. It was a little on the chubby side, which made it look like a big, fat, scaly baby. With horns and a beak, Kira thought. She could see a short, stumpy tail thumping against the side of the box and felt the solid blows on her hand. "Bill, what is that thing?" Kira's mother stopped and stared as well. The sudden noise drew the attention of the boys as well, who both popped their heads up to see.
I don't know,"
Kira's father admitted as he took his glasses off and cleaned them with his shirt. He put them back onto his nose and squinted.
"That's no dog. Angelica, where did the pug go?"
"That thing ate my dog?"
Kira shrieked. The beast in the box yowled back and poked its head out of the box. It made a noise and seemed to smile at them. The eyes grew wider as it inspected the room around. It chirped once before it began to make a very unsettling cooing sound. Kira shook her head.
"No, I don't care. Santa messed up. That is not a dog."
"Well, it seems friendly enough,"
her father allowed as he reached out. The creature half closed its eyes and made an odd rumbling sound as he began to pet the creature.
I think it's purring."
"Dogs don't purr,"
Kira said, and using her legs, gingerly pushed the box to the other end of the sofa. The creature's head moved and watched her the entire time. She wanted it as far away from her as possible. In the history of big mistakes, this one obviously took the cake. Santa had messed up somewhere, Kira was certain. She wanted a dog, and this was not a dog. In fact, she didn't even know what it was.
"Aw, he's cute," Jaden said. "Santa got you a pet kaiju. Can I keep him? You can have my tablet, sis. Please?"
"No, you can have mine,"
Aiden countered.
"Dad, can we trade with Kira?"
"Hold on one second," their father shook his head. "There's been some kind of mistake here."
"Wait,"
Kira said, and moved to the box. The creature inside mewled at her, and two arms popped out of the top of the box. To Kira, it appeared to be asking her to be picked up. She shook off the feeling.
"What's a kaiju?"
"A monster!"
the boys chimed in. Kira's mother frowned. "No, boys. Kaiju is just the Japanese word for strange creature," she corrected the boys. She looked at her husband. "Bill, we can't keep it. We have to turn it into the pound or something."
"It's 8 o'clock at night on Christmas Eve, dear," he said as he checked his phone. "There's no way anybody is open tonight. We have an old crate we can put the kaiju thing in until the vet is open in 2 days. Then we can figure out what's going on and what happened to the pug."
"So how do you propose we get it in the crate, mister?" Kira's mom asked.
"I'll do it,"
Kira said, and before her parents could react, scooped up the baby kaiju into her arms. The scales, while looking shiny, seemed to radiate a mild heat. Her friend at school had a bearded dragon, and the kaiju, while possessing many of the same features, acted like it was warm-blooded. The creature pressed the top of its head into Kira's chest and continued to make its strange, rumbling purr sound. She winced as the horn on top of his head poked her.
"Ow!"